Mandy.
Are we sure? Recording in progress?
Yes, we're sure.
Okay.
Recording in progress. It
Let's
is blinking
hope
and saying,
it continued.
right. Lord
Yeah.
have mercy.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to go somewhere else this morning because none of my internet was not working this morning at all, but it is working now.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers
It
crossed.
will
Fingers
last.
crossed. Yes, indeed. Indeed. So in case you don't or didn't see the not Facebook, the Instagram post, we did a whole, it was a really good episode. I thought it was great. And my internet was so spotty that day that it didn't record any of it. It just recorded like the first 12 seconds and the last 15 seconds, which was amazing and demoralizing and just, frustrating. So we're glad to be here. But I have also caused chaos again today in my own way. And if you happen to be a listener, you're in that Venn diagram in the middle section of people that were on Mandy's surgery text chain update group. And you listen to the podcast, then you will know what happened today. Today is Cemetery Wreath Day. Yes, it is December 10th. It is way late. But y'all, it's been really cold and really rainy here for, I swear, a week. And so I was just not gonna, I wasn't gonna do it. If it was only cold or only rainy, I would have gone up there days ago. But it wasn't, it was both. And I'm a princess and I didn't do it. So today I went up and I put the cemetery wreaths out and they look great. And I changed out Morris's flag, his American flag, to a new one. And so all that went really well. And Mandy and I knew that we were going to record today. So I was okay. And this is where, don't send me hate, people. I know. I should not have been texting and driving, but I was ready to get home. So I punched her face on my phone in the text chain. And instead of sending me just to Mandy and I, the text chain that's just the two of us, it sent me to Mandy and all of her friends. For the surgery update. Like, I think Mandy, in the search bar, I typed MANDY, and then your face popped up and I punched your face. I guess I missed,
I don't
or.
know. I didn't know you could do. That's why I'm sitting here doing it on my phone right now to see
Yeah.
what happens.
Yeah. And I
I didn't
didn't
even know you could do
realize
that.
it pulled that up. I thought it just because I was driving. Again, I know. I know. But I was just trying to tell Mandy when I would be home so we could record when I got back if she was available. And it went real sideways real quick.
I don't even know how you do.
A
I still don't know. Like I'm sitting here doing it on my phone and trying to
lot of
recreate
people on that
it.
group text are not listeners, which is fine. I mean, obviously, that's perfectly fine. But what's really funny is that some were and some weren't. So the picture of the cemetery that I sent, some people were like, oh, good for you. And some people were like, did you kill Mandy?
Yeah, so Katie just sends the picture of the cemetery wreath and says done, and
Oh,
then
that's
she's like,
okay.
sorry, wrong thread. And so my friend Juju immediately was like, well, I'm glad it's done. I'm like working, I've got a mediation on Monday, and so I'm not reading all this. I'm just seeing all these notifications pop up on my surgery update thread. I'm like, what is going on? And then I just like click over there for a second and see the picture, so I know what it is. But it does
Yeah.
occur to me, it does make me laugh that on my surgery thread that Katie has posted a picture of a cemetery. Anyway, so then people start texting. So my friend Ted, my former boss Ted, he calls me just cracking up, just crying laughing, and he's like, this has made my day. This is the best thing that could happen to me because I'm notorious for screwing up group texts, and so this is making me feel great. And then I said, well, that's my friend Katie. And she is in charge for her family of putting out the wreaths at the cemetery. He goes, well, now I love it even more. So he keeps He keeps texting. Now, mind y'all, when I created this text thread when I had surgery, I specifically said, no one reply to this
Yeah.
because there's nothing I hate more
I
than
know.
being in a group text and getting a bunch of text messages from people
Same.
I don't know. So the fact that now it's like this whole communication because people are laughing,
Yep.
people are on, people are liking, and then my friend Leslie weighs in and she's like, I did not like this text because it's labeled Mangy's surgery update, and then there's a picture of a grave. So then Ted's cracking up even harder. He calls me crying, laughing again. He's like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. I was like, well, that was the first thing that came to my mind. So I appreciate Leslie being concerned for me. And he's like, well, I had just talked to you. I think I have to respond and say I had just talked to you. I'm like, you do you, Ted. Anyway, I'm cracking up. Yeah. And then our friend Allison, who's a listener, who Allison lives in New York and she drives to St. Simon's every summer and she listens to the podcast on her drive. So she'll
Please
probably be
go.
listening to this in July. But she was like, oh, I get it's the cemetery wreaths from the podcast. I'm in the fame. I feel I'm close to fame.
I
Celebrity. Anyway, yeah,
didn't
that's
know who any of those people were. The
right.
only people or the only person I have saved in that text chain is you. So I
Yeah.
didn't know who was replying.
So funny. So funny. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
well, listen, you made Ted laugh. That's good. That's all I
Look,
care about.
that's all I'm here for is for a good time, not a long time. So hopefully
Ted needs some
people
laughs. He's had a
will
hard year. So that
calm
was
down.
good.
He has. So I'm glad we can make him laugh.
Yes, indeed.
So the cemeteries are out. That's the moral of today's story.
Good job, Katie.
Yep, there we go. I did my duty. I can check that off my list and go. He won't have to haunt my ass. So there we go. It is actually a beautiful day here today. So I'm really thankful. It has been, and this is why, I don't think I would call seasonal depression, but I certainly don't like it when I go a solid week, no joke, a solid week without seeing the sun.
Listen, it started raining. I can't remember what day we recorded last week, but it started
Wednesday.
raining here. Okay, so it started raining here on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It did. Like, it wasn't even like we may have had two handfuls of 10-minute
Yeah.
breaks in the rain until Sunday afternoon.
And then for us here, it was even when it quit raining, it was gray and foggy until yesterday for about 30 minutes. And then today it's beautiful and sunshiny. So, I mean, I'm thankful for the sun again because it has just been so gross.
Yeah,
So,
word.
yes. So today was the first day I felt like going anywhere and doing anything. So I put out some terrorists. Lord help.
And we all know about it.
And everybody knows about it, whether they want to or not. Oh, well, the other thing I've been doing, because it takes forever, is updating. Y'all know I have a little group that I do like fun, just we do not bet money. I do not gamble. Let me say that out loud again. But we do bets on bowl games and college football games and have had a great fun season. But the bowls, I've just done the spreadsheet for the bowls, and y'all, there's some dumb bowls out there. What the hell? So they added two because there were so many people that had five wins or six wins. Let me just say Auburn's not one of those groups of people that had six wins. However, they added the Xbox Bowl. And then one, Mandy, I wondered if you were sponsoring this. It's called the Trust and Will Bowl.
No,
I
we're
thought
not.
we are really, really grasping at straws if the attorneys are sponsoring the Trust and Will Bowl.
Listen, AI is just trying to put us all out of work.
So I don't know what that is, but there you go. So, it's as I was typing all the names of these schools that I don't know, I was typing them thinking, all these people I've never even heard of. and Auburn's nowhere in sight.
Oh boy.
Oh, so pitiful. So I do, however, like the new Auburn head coach. His name is Alex Golish, and this is one of the things we talked about last week that I wanted to bring back up. I do like him. He's brought back some of the best defensive and offensive coaches from Freeze's tenure, and added some great people. One of them is a former Auburn player, which always makes Auburn hearts happy. But this guy, and it may be because I finally finished The Americans, which I know we've been talking about for several weeks. I will not give away the ending if you have not seen it, but it ends very well. But he's Russian. So our coach is Russian. He was born in Russia. His parents moved him and his brother here when they were like 8 and 6 or something. And so after just watching The Americans, especially how it ends, I'm even more convinced that Alex Golish is a sleeper Russian spy.
Or that his parents were. Maybe he's not.
He's second gen. I think
Think he carries on.
probably. I think so. I think so. I think he's in a great, I don't know. I think it's funny, but no, he's got two little ginger babies. I love a ginger kid, and he's got a really cute son and daughter that are both redheads. And his wife is a very good athlete as well. And he has said jokingly and seriously that he is not a fan of golf, which if you know Hugh Freeze at all, that's kind of what took him out, that he golfed the whole time during recruiting season. And so he doesn't he, like football is his life. And so I think he's going to be great for Auburn, but it does, like in the back of my mind, I still think he's a sleeper agent. I doubt it, but
Listen.
whatever.
Listen. You
I
never
know.
know.
I know. I know. So the other thing, and I tried to crowdsource this last week, and Mandy has definitely helped me with a couple of recipes. But I have been given a lot of pecans. I wouldn't call it a shit ton, like it's not that much, but I do have a bunch of pecans. And so you sent me like some little pecan balls, like chocolate covered, and then little mini pecan tarts. But I want to know, what do y'all do with, besides pie? Because I have a really good pie recipe. What do y'all make with pecans? Do you do spiced pecans? Do you have a good recipe for those? Do you do candied pecans? I'm more of a peanut girl, but I do love pecan pie, so I'm willing to try some new things. So I'm going to try crowdsourcing one more time. Let's see
Here
what
we
people
go.
do
Here
with
we
their
go. Here we
pecans.
go
Here
again.
we go again. So, yeah. Also, I tried my best to go to Washington, D.C. this week. But what had happened was I spent 4 hours in the Macon airport, and it was a foggy day. And at the Macon airport with a little bitty plane, they don't land in fog.
Yeah.
So the poor people that were on the flight, because it's Contour Airlines, which if Contour's running right, they're great. But one hiccup throws everything off. And so the plane, there's only one plane that flies back and forth from Macon to DC. There's not a backup, there's not another plane
There's
that
a
can.
direct flight from Macon to DC.
Think about all the military people that can use it. I mean, they fill it up most
That was
trips.
not the case when I was
I
a
know.
scheduler on Capitol
Right?
Hill. My life would have been so much easier.
Right. Which is why I didn't want to go to Atlanta. That's why we flew out of Macon, or tried to.
Yeah.
And so we got to the airport. There was no plane. And I was like, uh-oh. It couldn't land. So it was supposed to come back from DC and land in Macon. And then we were supposed to get on it and go directly back to DC. They diverted those poor people that were on that plane. They circled the Macon airport and then said, nope, we can't land in this fog. And they diverted them to Muscle Shoals, Alabama. and had to spend the night in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Well, there are worse places.
There are, but still, like, could you even imagine?
It's not
However,
DC or Michigan.
right, I think if the pilots were and the tower were not willing to land a plane, I would rather be alive than in DC, is what I came up with for myself.
Yeah.
So, although I really hate, there was no way for us to get up there to make our meeting, so we just canceled everything. But we will reschedule. I hate that I missed the trip, but I'm really thankful because flights were delayed out of Atlanta too, so it wasn't just Macon. I mean, the fog was everywhere, but
Yeah,
it was
good.
quite the day.
4 hours in the Macon airport, Lord.
It was wild. So, yep. So that was my week. So I did not go to DC as planned, but that's okay. How
Bummer.
about you, Mandy? What have you been up to?
Been coughing. Been coughing.
I did have to check to make sure we could even do this with you not having a voice
Yeah,
earlier
there
on.
was. I mean, so we recorded. What'd you say we recorded on Wednesday?
Wednesday.
I guess it was Thursday then. My sister called me around lunchtime. And, unless I have a call or something, I'm not really talking to anybody other than the dog.
Yeah. Same.
And when she called and I tried to answer the phone, I had no voice. And like, I didn't know it. I was like, hello? Oh, God. And then I had to yell at her because the dog, not my sister, because she was barking. And when I did that, I realized I had my this register of my voice would make noise. So I just proceeded to talk like this. Y'all should have heard me singing. In fact, I called my father and sang the bass part to Go Tell It on the Mountain that we used to sing with the Serenaders. It was something. But yeah, so of course my choir concert was Sunday, and I missed that. They live stream. I didn't even go in person because I was afraid I'd start coughing in the middle of the concert. So they had a live stream, so I was watching that, literally singing the second bass part at home while I listened. I mean, I've never in my life. Only other time that I have ever. I mean, I completely lost my voice. The only other time that's ever happened was the week before we opened Hello Dolly, and I was Dolly. Could not make a noise. Could not make a sound.
You were too young to do the
So, yeah, that
bourbon
was
and
fun.
honey thing.
Yes. Well, no, Debbie Cagle came to the house and brought me bourbon and honey with a peppermint
Yep.
mashed up in it. I sure did. I tried it all. That was the time my dad's mom was always big on a chiropractor to solve every problem that you have. And so I even went to the chiropractor who was across the street from my pediatrician, Dr. Harrison, who, given my health, was my best friend. and so I was at the p I mean, I was at the chiropractor, and he had this crazy machine. It was like two lights, and he was gonna put one on the like on my chest and one on my back. And he said, but first we need to remove your bra. And he stuck his hand in my shirt and was unhooking my bra. And as soon as that man left the room, I got up and ran across the street to Dr. Harrison's office. And I was like, oh, Dr. Harrison, he just felt me up. And Dr. Harrison's like, what are you doing over there anyway? Let me give you a steroid shot. What's happening? So anyway, so then fast forward to Dr. Harrison showing up. So the first performance was Thursday night. The end of the first act of Hello Dolly is before the parade passes by. And there were like three times in my life that my father told me I could sing in my full voice. And that was one that he allowed me at the end of that song that I could go full voice. So I had, but then the very end, everybody else leaves the stage, and in Hello Dolly, they build a little proscenium out into the audience. And it ends, the very end is Dolly standing in the middle of the proscenium by herself, and she drops down an octave and sings the refrain one more time before, walking off, and she's gonna take control of everything. Well, when I dropped down that octave, there was nothing there. Like, I can remember two friends of mine that had graduated the year before had driven in from Athens just for the night because their formal was that weekend, so they couldn't be there on Saturday. So they drove down to Moultrie on Thursday just for the performance. And the two of them were sitting right there, and their eyes, when I was trying to sing that, it was like they were both like, oh shit, oh shit. So anyway, so I go back to the dressing room. And I remember, this was before Stanley's and all that, but somehow I had a large thermos of water and I was drinking that. And all of a sudden I look up and Dr. Harrison's standing in the door to my dressing room with a syringe. And he's like, I brought this just in case. It was like I went in the blue tent on the side of an NFL game and he gave me a steroid shot.
I love
And he
it.
said, do not speak, do not speak until you're back out on that stage. And the way the second act starts is with the restaurant, but the first time you see Dolly in the second act, she's standing on the top of the stairs in her red dress with the, big headpiece and the boa
My
singing
favorite.
Hello, Dolly. So we were just praying that something was going to come out of my mouth at that moment. We had Miss Wright, our junior high choir director, she was conducting the audience, the orchestra for that. My dad would do it sometimes, but they'd switch off. And so she was doing it for that production. And our deal was if, I got to a point where I would give her the look and she would just start singing, if,
Oh
and I
yeah,
would
there you go.
mouth it, if the point where I just lost everything. Anyway, I survived. So anyway, that was the first time that's happened in 30 years. So that was fun. Especially considering the weather. Because, again, just non-stop
Awful.
rain. And especially considering that Miss Mercy, ooh, the diarrhea, y'all. Listen, we had recovered from the stick of butter. We were doing good. And then I don't know what happened on Tuesday. She started with the diarrhea again. At one point on Wednesday, well, no. And then I think she didn't. Like, she had diarrhea Tuesday afternoon. And then I don't think she went poop again until Thursday. And when she did, she had four poops. And after executing poop number three while making poop number four, she had to do a little one-fourth pivot because she's also nosy and she needed a better look at the sheriff's deputy who had pulled up to the green. So then she's standing in poop three while executing poop four because I hadn't had time to pick up poop three before she, listen, and it's raining and I'm coughing. It was good times.
Hot mess.
So the next day, I had looked at the radar and said, we need to go now because the gas. Woo. So I was like, I know you've got to poop. And I said, we need to go now because it's just going to get worse. So we go out, we take a decent walk, in the rain, nothing. I come back in, I'm heating up some chili. And like 45 minutes later, that's when she's like, oh yeah, nope, I gotta go. And I believe her, she's gotta go. So we go out, the bottom has fallen out.
Of
So now we're out
course.
in the pouring rain. So, but she executes, she doesn't step in it this time. We come back in, I dry her off, and then I'm still standing there and all my, I mean, sopping wet. It got to the point where my coats didn't even dry off in between. Like, everything in my house was damp. So I dry her off first. She runs on in. And then I take all my wet stuff off. I go back and I'm fixing my chili now, finally. And I sit down. And about the time I sit down, that dog grabs off the counter the block of cheddar cheese that's
Stop
in
it.
a plastic baggie.
Stop it.
So it's a plastic baggie and then the cheese with the wrap, the plastic wrap around the cheese and the block of cheese. And she's got all of that. And all I can think is, she cannot eat that.
No.
Like, the diarrhea is going to kill us both. And
Yes.
she cannot eat a block of cheese. And I knew that if I tried to take it from her, all I could envision was her swallowing the stick of butter whole. And I thought, she's going to try to swallow that block of cheese whole with all the plastic. And then we're going to have a surgery on our hands.
Yep.
And it flashed through my head as I was standing up off the sofa that somebody had told me one time that when dogs get in a fight, the best way to break it up is to just throw water on them. So I get up and chase her. She had dropped the cheese by my bed, but when she saw me coming, she grabbed it back up again. And we've learned she's not going to turn it loose. So I started after her. I'm trying to yell at her to drop it. I have no voice, so I can't make any noise. And I just throw the cup of water at her retreating back as she's running towards the door. The good news is she dropped the cheese. She also slid down, and I was afraid she might have a torn ACL. But she
Oh,
didn't. She was fine. I got the cheese. I may or may not have just cut the portion off
yeah.
that she had in her mouth,
Yeah.
just now before we recorded, so that I could grate more cheese on the rest of my leftover chili that
I
I just
mean,
ate.
it was wrapped in plastic.
Right? I
No
cut the part
shame.
off that her mouth touched.
Yeah,
So
no
listen.
shame.
Listen, we're fine. We're
No
fine.
shame. No shame.
Yeah, so that was our excitement. There was a lot of that. And then now I'm at that point, which I remember. So my mom's birthday is December 30th. And so we, like when I worked in DC, I would always take the week between Christmas and New Year's off. And my parents' anniversary was also that week. Not that that matters anymore. But that was always kind of our big family celebration week. And so I did the same thing my first year as a lawyer. And Leah looked at me and she said, "You've taken the worst week of the entire year off." It's like, why? And just with the estate planning stuff, sometimes people are like, "Oh, it's the end of the year. Let me get this done." So people start pushing. That's not really why I'm so busy right now, but I am so busy right now. And I'm leaving on Friday to drop Mercy off at boarding because she's going back to boarding for the holidays. Because my sister's having surgery next week. And so, like, I'm leaving here on Friday and I probably will not be back until the new year. And so it's like, oh, that's like my planning weakness is like, I know that's happening. I can't ever like synthesize it all to realize that, oh, that's this week. Like you have 4 more days that you can, get anything done here and then you're gone. So I've just been like trying to get all the stuff done. And then it's just been one of those where you think you've got everything lined up and then something blows up because, that's just the nature of practicing law. But anyway, so listen, all you people who are doing that, who are navigating a full-time job and also navigating your family's Christmas magic, kudos to you. No, thank you. It's golly, it's hard. The end of the year is stressful,
It
y'all.
is. It is. I used to do the exact same thing. I would take the week off between Christmas and New Year's for Geico because, or the lizard. I mean, I don't know why I don't say that on here, but anyway, Geico, because we got Christmas Day and New Year's Day off. So it was like a, you could take 4 days and be off for like 10 or something. So
Right.
that always worked well for me. But now this is our busy season. So that doesn't happen. But anyway, all good things. All good things. You've got a lot more going on than normal too with your sister's surgery. So it's wild. And like you said, for all those mamas out there,
Oh,
shoo.
she was right.
Shoo.
But
I wanted to keep my book the same for this week because it's a really good book and I want y'all to read this book. It is a thriller and that is not normally my genre. But not too long ago, I talked about the Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires, and it was really good, and I very much enjoyed it. It's a Southern author. His name is Grady Hendrix. And it was set in like the 80s and 90s, I think. So Our cultural references are there. If you grew up in that time period, the Southern thing, it's just a really fun read. Well, he's got another one, and this one is a lot more intense, but it's called The Final Girls Support Group. And it's about a group of women who are in a support group that have all been survivors. They're the final girls that lived of massacres. So these, serial killers kill a bunch of people and there's one left alive. Well, this is a support group for those one left alive women. And
Merry Christmas, y'all.
I know, right? It's really intense, but it's really well written and really good. It is also, it's a, and you find this out early in the book, there's someone after the girls, like finishing the job. So that's the kind of premise of the book. But it is very good. It is very intense, but it is very well written as well. The character development's really good. So that's my book recommendation. Would read other books by him too. I really have liked his style. So he's on my list of authors that I like.
Okay.
So there you
Okay.
go.
Well, thank
Enjoy.
you.
Mary Ho Ho, read about serial killers.
Really get you in the spirit.
Well, I
You're ready
mean,
to strangle your family.
exactly.
I
Exactly.
got my hair done yesterday. I was talking to Morgan about, because she's from Georgia, and so she always goes for Christmas. And I said, something I said, well, you're gonna, will y'all be there for the new year? And she said, no, she said, I always stay. We always stay for the new year. And it's always one day too long.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was funny. I thought, yeah, you do get to a point where it's like, yep.
Done.
We have tipped over. We have tipped over. So, anyway. So speaking of joyful, frolicky entertainment,
Right.
my first favorite is a show on Apple TV called Down Cemetery Road, which you had mentioned, Katie, and
So
I actually
good.
finished it. I finished watching it.
Yeah.
I was sad. I was like, wait, this is the last episode? Are we sure this is the last
I'm not
episode?
sure
So
if
it
I've
ends
seen
on a
the very
cliffhanger.
last one. It does have a little
I'm
comic
assuming
relief,
it's the last
though.
one.
Yeah. It's got a little comic relief with
It
the
is.
main
It does.
character.
It is funny. And I said last week, I'll repeat myself. In the season of Love Actually, I love seeing Emma Thompson be a badass, independent woman in a different show, which she is in this show. She's awesome. And yes, she is. There's a lot of levity. So anyway, highly recommend that. It's a great show. British, so some British humor, which I love, and also drama and mystery and excitement. The second thing I had, it's funny to look at these because I don't even remember why they were my favorites really last week, but Malden Sea Salt, like if you're looking for a stocking stuffer or a hostess gift, you can get some Malden sea salt. I buy it by the bucket, so it wouldn't really be a great stocking stuffer in that vessel. But it is just, I put it on everything. I put it on everything. I put it on my oatmeal. I put it on
Oh, I haven't done that
bananas
yet.
with peanut butter. Sprinkle a little sea salt, like slice your banana, put a little dollop of peanut butter on it, and then put some sea salt on it. It just, like, I don't like to eat anything unless it is finished with some Malden sea salt. So, highly recommend Malden. You can order it off Amazon, which I know we don't like to do, but that's sort of what I've had to do because I can't even get it at Whole Foods most of the time.
I need to do that. I've got to put in an order on Amazon and I don't want to because it's not on Prime, but my nephew wants a book that nobody can get.
Yeah.
So
So,
it's going to
there you
cost a
go.
small fortune, but that's okay.
The next thing is something I bought it when we were at Trader Joe's before Thanksgiving. I didn't make it, but we had it last year, and it is the Trader Joe's chocolate peppermint bread mix, and it's a mix. But it is just delightful. If peppermint, chocolate peppermint is your favorite flavor combination, I highly recommend. I don't, we have a big one of our favorites amongst the St. Simon's Girls group thread is peppermint stick ice cream,
I love it.
which leads me to the story of I ordered some. It was recommended by Mrs. Derm, the Instagram follow that I had mentioned. She mentions a brand called McConnell's peppermint stick ice cream, and you have to get 4 pints in order to get it. So I ordered 4 pints of peppermint stick ice cream. I had it delivered to Casey's house because it's easier to get stuff dropped off at Casey's house than it is at Birch's house. Problem being, I had Casey's address wrong. So, first of all, FedEx kept it on Friday. Now we know perhaps they kept it because they didn't have the correct address to deliver it to. But it got delivered on, sorry, my computer's freaking out. It got delivered on Monday to a nice man who called me because my number was on the delivery. And he was like, I have Casey Igles ice cream, and the address that's on there doesn't exist, so I'm not sure how to get it to her. So Casey went and picked up the melted ice cream. Meanwhile, McConnell's has been great. They had great customer service, and they have reshipped
Up.
another shipment. I don't know where it's going to end up. Listen, and I was going to try to bird dog that yesterday and fix the address. I didn't have time. So, listen, that man may get another delivery of ice cream. I don't know. This is why I don't do things like this. I cannot execute. Cannot.
Cannot.
Anyway, go to Trader Joe's and buy some chocolate peppermint bread
There we
and
go.
solves that problem altogether. Another thing I had last week was the perfect instant ramen recipe on the New York Times cooking website. I think it's Roy Choi.
Love Roy
It's
Choi.
literally instant ramen that you boil with the seasoning packet. You dump an egg in there. You mix it with a slice of American cheese and some butter. And it is so good, y'all. It is stupid. Now, I'll also like put some steamed broccoli in there, chop up some snow peas. Like I'll try to add some vegetables, some mushrooms, something like sometimes I'll do that if I'm like really eating it as like a meal. But you sprinkle it with some sesame seeds, or a lot of times I'll just use the everything bagel seasoning, little chili crunch, little scallion.
Love it.
Anyway, it's just easy and delightful. It is so yummy. So that is another recipe I had. The Big Boo Cast gift guide. Everybody's doing, wish lists, and you see the same five things over and over again because all the influencers are sponsored by the same people. The Big Boo gift guide had lots of stuff here that I haven't seen anywhere else. Several little independent artists that I ordered some things from, just some different ideas. If you got college age children that you are buying for, they're great because Sophie has a son in college and Melanie has a daughter who just graduated from college. So they have great gift ideas for them, and just stuff you haven't seen anywhere else. So it's on their Patreon page. So the Big Boo Cast Patreon page, their gift guide, highly recommend. And then the other thing I got into is gotten on a Ken Burns documentaries kick. I watched the baseball one first. And it also made me feel good because you can just subscribe to the PBS documentaries app and then watch it through Amazon Prime. So you're also giving money to PBS. But yeah, so watch the baseball one. And it was one of those things where I'd be watching and I'd fall asleep. And then I would just rewind and watch the whole episode again. And it's like, even though I just had watched it, I would notice things that I had missed the first time. So it's just really dense and interesting. And the baseball one, it's just as fascinating the way baseball and America's histories and stories are so interwoven, and what a role baseball played like in our bigger culture for so long. It's not as much now, obviously, because it's not as popular, but it was it for so long. And so many cultural touchstones are tied in with the baseball. And then his latest one that he's just released was the Revolutionary War. And so that was fun for any Hamilton fan because you'll hear, references to characters from Hamilton and you'll be like, oh, I know him.
Lin-Manuel Miranda
So
told me who that was.
that's right. That's right. So that was fun. And then now I'm working on the Roosevelts, which is about Teddy and Franklin. And so that's really interesting. I had never really done a deep dive on Teddy. And it turns out like our politics are pretty closely aligned. Who
Look at
knew?
that.
And a Mercer and took constitutional law, had Dr. Cox. And I have for years, I remembered him talking about either Jeffersonian ends via Hamiltonian means or vice versa. And I couldn't remember which it was. And I have like Googled that phrase, those phrases, like trying to figure out, like, and I had never been able to find it. And watching that documentary last night, one of the historians started talking about it, and it's Jeffersonian ends by Hamiltonian means. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you.
Finally.
And I may have posted on Instagram and I may have noted on Instagram, I'm old enough that I'm watching Ken Burns documentaries with the subtitles on for fun. This is 50. How you do?
I have not watched any of those of his. I watched the National Parks one, which was also excellent if you haven't seen it. I need to
The
watch
country music
those.
one.
Oh, I need,
Country music one.
yeah.
It is stellar.
I need
It
to
is
watch all
stellar.
of those. So that might, now that I'm done with the Americans.
Subscribe. Yeah. So subscribe to the PBS documentaries.
Yeah, I can't
And then
wait.
you can watch it all via Amazon Prime.
And I just ordered my Malden salt.
Good girl.
Look at
Good
that.
girl. It's
I do
so
what
good.
Mandy tells me. I'm telling you. My life is
So
better
good.
because I do it.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've got a busy week. You're working to get out of town, so have fun with that. Anything else
Okay.
going on? Just recovering?
Just recovering still. Yeah, I'm on steroids.
No roid
Which
rage, please.
I was like Sunday. Okay, well, Saturday and Sunday both. I got on like a cleaning frenzy. And of course, I did it, and then I felt horrible because I had done too much. But I was like, what came over me? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, took 40 milligrams of steroids this morning. That's what came over me.
Yeah.
And I all last week, I had one of those weeks where I got a new printer. Haven't yet figured out how to print envelopes on the new printer. And so, like, Tuesday, my to-do list started with print that envelope so I can mail that out to that guy. And at the end of the day, Tuesday, I had still not printed an envelope. Like it's just been stuff just popping up like that. And I was talking to my sister and I had told her, I'm like, I can't even get a damn envelope printed. And then over the weekend, I was like, hey, I never printed an envelope. So Monday, I finally printed an envelope and I texted her. I was like, envelope printed. She's like, steroids for the win. It's like, yeah.
Yeah,
But also every
absolutely.
time I turn on that, turn on Instagram to make some stupid Instagram post, I am so red. I'm like, golly, what is happening? I don't look that red right now, but every time I'm like, oh, these steroids takes me back to law school.
Yeah.
What a joy I was for 6 months on 30 milligrams of prednisone a day.
Woo.
It was nice. It was
Yeah.
nice. God bless my law school friends.
Amen.
Anyway, what about you, Katie? What's going on? Tis the season.
Well, yeah, tis the season. Last night, I'm trying to, I think I mentioned this several weeks ago. For Christmas, I'm doing a lot of shopping locally. That's my thing this year, is to
Nice.
support these small farms, small businesses, small artists around town. And last night in Vienna, I started that journey, and I bought a couple gifts from a couple that's a potter and he's a wood turner. And I may have also bought a few local cakes, like little small individual cakes from a cake lady
Yeah.
for myself, not for anybody else.
That's all right.
At a great little event that they're starting, it's like a Christmas thing in Vienna. And there was a great crowd, and we had so much fun. And so that was nice. And then Friday and Saturday, both, I'm doing a make and run on Friday for shopping. So I'll be going to my favorite places, Bears Books, Creeders, all of that. And then Saturday, we're going to do a swing through South Georgia and get our local stuff, our locally grown things, our local Georgia products, all of that. So, and then I just ordered my nephew's book about conservation and birds. Because my 17-year-old nephew is an 85-year-old man at heart, and I love him.
Listen, check out the Writing Books Instagram page because they've been mentioning a book he might like too.
Oh, good. Okay. So,
It's some sort of bird book.
all of that. So I'm trying to finish up shopping is what I'm trying to tell you. But I want to encourage everyone once again. That's my new thing. Since we don't have big box stores down here, I love supporting local people. And so that's what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
there we go. That's what I'm doing.
Well, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have fun.
Thank you. And y'all have a great week, and we will see you next time. So glad this one recorded.
Bye, y'all.